Well, we've really enjoyed doing our Safety Tip Tuesday initiative over the last little bit. We've been lucky enough to be visited by local safety experts to share a bit more about what they do to keep families in our community safe. And today I'm joined by a guest and hopefully by a second guest on her way who are going to be chatting about a very important topic, the effects of alcohol in adolescence and the effects it can have on the developing brain. I want to remind folks that Safety Tip Tuesday has been made possible over this last year and some change by Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham Counties, as well as Pam Herndon State Farm. And in the studio with me today, Carol Dannenhofer with the Bowles Center for Alcoholic Studies. We hope to be joined soon by Kelly Hoskins of Safe Kids Orange County, who is also a board member of Orange Partnership for Alcohol and Drug-Free Youth. But Carol, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today on 97.9 The Hill and for talking about this really important topic with us. Absolutely. So let's start with you, Carol, since we've got you here. Your work with the Bowles Center for Alcoholic Studies largely takes a more scientific approach to teen drinking, correct?
Yes.
Can you tell us kind of about the goals of the Bowles Center and what your work looks like kind of on a day-to-day?
Sure. Yeah. So the Bowles Center for Alcohol Studies has a lot of different labs looking at various molecular and circuitry-related components of alcohol use, and how that looks in behavior in rodent models to be able to relate that to humans. And in the lab that I work in particular, my boss is Dr. Donita Robinson, and we're part of the consortium that looks at the long-term effects of binge exposure to alcohol during adolescence. So we look at what happens after giving adolescent rodents alcohol, and then what happens in adulthood. So behavioral changes, molecular changes, et cetera.
Got it. And we know that we hear this all the time, that teens are wired differently, that their brains process things differently from adults' brains. Can you tell us kind of what that really means on the scientific side and then how that affects teens more negatively when it comes to alcohol use?
Yeah, sure. So the adolescent brain, or even the young brain, is open and resilient and designed to learn and take in information. That's why kids are in school until they're in their mid-20s, basically, if you go for your PhD like I did. And so this is the time, evolutionarily speaking, to seek novel experiences and figure things out on your own and not rely on your parents to figure stuff out. So there's a lot more turning to peers and kind of basing decisions on what others in their kind of peer group are doing. And another thing that we look at in rodents is this balance of prefrontal cortical control over subcortical brain regions. So what that means is everyone has this go system, find rewards and figure out a way to get to those. The prefrontal cortex helps you do that in a safe way, for example.
Got it. And I imagine alcohol, when that kind of gets mixed with it, certainly creates some challenges?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, most parents who are talking to their kids about drinking at a young age aren't researchers, but they have that kind of life experience behind them. But what your suggestion is kind of to understand the danger and also for parents to, I guess a better question is, what would your suggestion be to parents who are trying to talk to their kids about alcohol? What should their approach be when you're talking about, you know, is it dangerous? Here are the molecular changes, but also kind of the societal effects of alcohol as well.
That's a good question. So overall, what is, I think, a good path is to help them figure out the right path in their decisions by giving them the facts. The adolescent brain is still going through development. It is very different from an adult brain, many different effects to alcohol. So it's they're geared to seek new experiences. That's good, in fact. That's how you learn. That's how you become an independent person as you go into adulthood. But it's tricky to figure out the smart way to do that or the right way to do that, I guess.
We're speaking with Carol Dannenhofer of the Bowles Center for Alcoholic Studies. This is part of our Safety Tip Tuesday initiative that we've been doing here on 97.9 The Hill, and that's made possible by Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham Counties, as well as Pam Herndon, the State Farm. Now, we are missing kind of the Safe Kids of Orange for Orange County side of the conversation, where they talk about resources available. But I do want to ask you, Carol, are there any resources that you know of that the Bowles Center for Alcoholic Studies tries to make available to people? I know that it is largely kind of on the research and studying side, but what kind of connections do they have in the community and like partnerships with groups like Safe Kids of Orange County?
The Alcohol Center actually does a lot with the community, and it's
a lot
of fun to do. So, for example, we have the UNC Science Expo coming up in April. We have some outreach events going on this weekend as well. Pre-pandemic and hopefully also now post-pandemic, we get to set up a couple of booths at the Life and Sciences Museum in Durham, where kids can learn about the brain and learn about how their brain works. We play like learning and memory games with them. They could even actually touch a brain if they wanted to, human or rodent brain or sheep brain. It's really cool. And so it is geared toward different age groups. With little kids, we tell them, wear your helmet when you're riding your bike. You need to protect your brain. And then with high school or college students, we tell them about why you should be making safer decisions, not drinking alcohol, not drinking to binge levels, stuff like that. But yeah, the outreach stuff is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I imagine so. And I imagine that it's really important, too. We've talked with people within the last couple of months, and we've seen reports of how alcohol use has really shifted during the pandemic over these last 2 years and how it is affecting kind of younger and younger kids. I know that your research is largely more on the, you know, how it is affecting the brain chemistry and that science side of it. But, you know, what have you heard from the Bowles Center and from others that you've been working with about just like the sheer need for talking with kids and continuing to do this research right now as we see alcohol abuse really continue or get worse during the pandemic?
That's a really good that's a good question. So I would say that yes, so alcohol use is increasing during the pandemic. You know, people can't go out and drink, I guess, in more socially acceptable settings, like with their friends. So what they do then is stay at home and drink a bottle of wine, something like that. So it can lead to A, increased consumption, but B, I think it's a lot more to do with the context. So for example, drinking in isolation versus drinking in a social setting, you're likely to consume different amounts and have different emotions in response to that, I guess. So drinking to relieve anxiety, for example, versus having a drink for facilitating like a good time or something like that, that people could do out at restaurants and bars and things like that.
Yeah, it makes sense. Well, as we begin to wrap up our discussion, you know, I'm hoping you can kind of share what drives your interest in the research that you do at the Bowles Center for Alcoholic Studies, and what do you think is kind of an important takeaway for parents and people in the community listening right now to know when it comes to the dangers of underage drinking and alcohol abuse on adolescent brains?
I would say a good take-home message is that there are a lot of long-lasting effects of drinking during the time where the brain is still undergoing development. We've seen everything from cognitive deficits to social anxiety to learning and memory issues, and that's a lot of things that we're trying to study underneath those effects, like within the brain. And so it's something, I would say, one of the things we've noticed is that it's harder to, let's say, reverse or restore cognitive function when the brain is still developing during adolescence, whereas having a drink in adulthood doesn't necessarily produce as much persistent effects. That kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very fascinating topic, and it sounds like fascinating research. If people want to learn more about what the Bowles Center for Alcoholic Studies is doing, both on that side and on the outreach side, as you mentioned, where can people go to learn more?
We have a website for the Bowles Center for Alcohol Studies, so that's B-O-W-L-E-S, part of the UNC School of Medicine. And on that website, you can find out a lot about the different labs that are doing alcohol research in our department, as well as our new virtual outreach website page that we designed during the pandemic, as we couldn't actually go to schools and to the museum and teach kids about the brain. So that's actually much more available now online.
Well, it sounds like a really great resource, and we thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today as part of our Safety Tip Tuesday initiative. Again, that's presented by Safe Kids of Orange and Chatham Counties, as well as Pam Herndon State Farm. Really great local organizations that are trying to put safety at the forefront of everything they do. And obviously, that is the case for the Bull Center for Alcoholic Studies as well. Thank you to Carol Dannenhofer for joining us, and we look forward to seeing what your research continues to find on this front.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Safety Tip Tuesday, again, you can find some previous interviews and conversations on chapelboro.com as part of that series. We look forward to continuing that with those community partners, having some of those important conversations.